Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to Kay Thompson Live. And we have a show for you tonight. I have a co-host today, and this is Brianna Scott. She's from Bermuda. Hi, Brianna. How are you?
Good evening, Nana.
Good, good. I'm glad to see you here. I understand that you are one of the star volleyball players in Bermuda, and you're also co-hosting with me because of the fact that you are going to be our correspondent for what? What are you going to be doing in Bermuda?
Well, I'm going to be giving some information on the sports side of Bermuda in the Caribbean, because we travel a lot, being that I play on the Bermuda volleyball team. I'm going to just be giving you information and updates on our traveling experiences and everything.
And where have you traveled so far regarding volleyball?
So far we've traveled to St. Kitts, where we played Anguilla and St. Martin. And St. Kitts, we've moved to round two in the World Championship.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And we're going to Jamaica in May this year to qualify for the World Championship.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely terrific. That's good to hear. And Brianna, you're going to be my co-host today. By the way, we're probably waiting for Sophia Stewart to call in. Because, as you know, also, my other guest is coming up, and her name is Della Moses Walker. And she is going to be doing the home business segment. We're going to be talking about the businesses, the home businesses. This is where you can make residual and extra income. So I have to say hi to Della. How are you?
Hi, Kay. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. And we're going to be coming to you as soon as we do the first segment. And we're expecting Sandra Rivas in here, too, with Legal Shield. Now, you're with Global Links, Five Links, and we're going to find that out later. Now, also, we're going to be also talking to Ann Alexander. It's a really exciting thing. Ann is a mediator and an educator, and she is a member of the Association of Professional Mediators. And there are some serious problems, you know, with the college dorms on the various colleges, and so that's beginning to be hot-button issues. And so many people are having trouble. In other words, there's a lot of sex going on, you know, with the freshmen and, excuse me, at the freshman and the sophomore level. And so we're going to be talking about that. And not only that, you know, a lot of relationship problems going on between, you know, people who've been assigned to different dorm rooms. And Brianna, you're going to be telling us more about that. However, so we are off and running. And Brianna Scott, as I was saying, is my co-host, and she's from Bermuda. And you're going to be doing, as we said, our correspondent. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're waiting for Sophia Stewart. She's supposed to be calling in. She's going to give us an update on what's going on with her case. And you probably know about her case. Her case is involved with, you know, copyright infringement. Mm-hmm. And copyright infringement is what, for instance, when you have a work that you have done, an intellectual work, a story, a film, anything written or anything designed or invented, and you have to get a copyright on it. So, you know, that's what I want her to talk about today, and I imagine that she'll be calling in very shortly. But before we do, and before we talk to her, let me just tell you something. She has been doing this. She won her case, by the way. She has been going through this whole thing about suing for somebody who had stolen her idea about Matrix and Terminator. She's won her cases. She's been suing since May 1, 1981 through February 6th. And she is the original, excuse me, owner, writer, and copyright owner. You know, she has been declared the copyright owner of Matrix and of the Matrix movie trilogies under her book, The Third Eye. So it's really a very exciting story, and we've been keeping up with her, and everything seems to be going well. As a matter of fact, she's getting a lot of help from people across the country right now at this particular point, because people want to know what's going on with this case. Why is she having such a problem? She wrote it. She owns it. She is the person pushing it, and she had to sue for it, and she's won in every court, in federal court. She was getting ready to make a presentation, you know, in Congress. So I don't know if she's still going to be doing that, but we will find out. But anyway, so tell us more about Brianna right now, Brianna in Bermuda. Brianna?
Yes. Well, Bermuda is a lot warmer than where I am right now.
Yeah.
Visiting here from Bermuda. I'm only here for about another week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it so far, but Bermuda is it's basically paradise.
It is, really.
It's beautiful. It's very small, obviously. It's only 20 square miles. And it's really nice to be out here because no one knows me like they know me in Bermuda. Everyone knows everyone. It's really nice to be out here where you're anonymous.
How big is it?
It's as big as Newark, 22 square miles.
Uh-huh.
So everyone literally knows your name. Like when you go to the airport, they look at my passport and say, oh, you're Scott. Oh, I know your dad, Brian. I know your dad. You know, and it's comforting, but at the same time, it's a disadvantage to me sometimes because it gets too congested.
Yeah, it's too small for you since you spent a lot of time here in the States.
Exactly, yeah. So it's nice to be out here for a little while, a little break from Bermuda.
Uh-huh.
But I am looking forward to going back to the warmth.
Okay, and so I understand that what teams are you going to be playing when you go back and you're on the professional volleyball team?
Yes, the national Bermuda national volleyball team.
Uh-huh. And so when you go back, who are you going to be playing?
Well, when I go back, we're going to be going to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Where we play against U.S. teams.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be traveling to Kentucky, where we also play U.S. teams. Then we're going to go play the Caribbean, the CARIFTA.
What does that mean, the CARIFTA?
Well, it's basically, we have that, we hold that also in Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big sports tournament where it's a whole bunch of different sports. And different countries come down to Bermuda to play against us, and we call that we actually have the U.S. Open in Bermuda too. So that's all part of like around about the same organization where it's just a big sporting event. But with the biggest event this year is going to be in Jamaica, which is the World Championship qualifier.
Wow, no kidding! And when is that scheduled for?
May, the end of May.
Are you going to be able to, you know, give us a few stories?
I can
about
definitely
that?
Give you a few updates and send some pictures to you.
Fantastic! Boy, that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And with us too is Della Moses Walker. I'm sounding a little confused this morning because
this morning,
tonight, because of the fact that we were supposed to get a lot of snow. When you came in, or was it snowing? Was it raining?
No.
Nothing?
No,
really?
Nothing at all.
No kidding.
Just a lot of wind.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know Sandra Ravitz, are you hearing that? You should be here. And Sophia Stewart, boy, that's an exciting story. But anyway, so what else did you want us to know about Bermuda? I know you're modeling there also.
No, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
now, you've spent time. You spent time doing, you know, in school here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you have that. You have dual citizenship.
Yes.
Okay. Was that a problem when you were in college, by the way?
With dual being an international student.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, no, because the school that I went to has a high population of international students.
Mm.
There's actually a lot of Asian people that actually come straight from their country. My roommate was Chinese, and my other roommate was Korean. So there are a lot of international students. So that wasn't a problem at all. But now I'm going to be finishing up in England.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a new
chapter.
Why
England?
England, just because I've never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
I really love to travel, and I want the experience of a different culture, different lifestyle, mentality.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's going to be in September this fall.
What about when you enroll in a school, say in the UK, in England, what about the scholarship? What kind of arrangement does Bermuda have as a Commonwealth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the United Kingdom.
Well, Bermuda has its own, I'm not sure if every city here in New Jersey has it, because I believe Montclair might have it for, like, Montclair Township, people that live in that township.
Mm-hmm.
They have a scholarship for Montclair people, but they have something that's similar in Bermuda. Basically, Bermudians have a Bermudian scholarship that you can apply to if you qualify, and you can get a scholarship that would cover a significant amount of your
money that you would have to.
Yes.
Wow,
away.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Because you're automatically an international student coming from Bermuda. So they try to help you with some funds if they can.
Yeah.
Being that you're Bermudian.
That's very exciting.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Okay, we hope that we're going to be hearing from, you know, an update on the case of Sophia Stewart. As everyone knows, she is the mother of Matrix and also Terminator, and she's been going through a whole lot of things with a whole lot of turmoil, because a lot of people didn't even really believe that she was the owner, the writer, the person who wrote Matrix, I mean the script of the original story, Matrix and Terminator, and then it came from that. Because anytime you have an intellectual property, we were going to talk to her about copywriting. It's so important to copyright. Now, I know you were telling me this years ago, you know, when I started writing my children's books.
Yes, we have to get that done before I leave to Bermuda.
A lot of it is done.
I don't want anyone to get their hands on it unless it's with your name and there's a stamp underneath.
Okay, well, I tell you. So Della Moses Walker is here. How are you?
I'm great, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
And
it's a pleasure seeing you.
It's a pleasure seeing you. Not that we don't even talk. We talk just practically every day.
Yeah.
So, Now, how long have we known each other?
A long time.
Now, why and where?
Oh, we...
And don't say years.
Okay. We met when you were choreographing. You choreographed the Music Man for the Newark Center for the Performing Arts. It was off-Broadway play.
Very off-Broadway.
But it had Broadway quality. And Kay, you asked me to be a dancer.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I was quite young at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I was a student at Clinton Place Junior High School in the great city of Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And you said, okay, Della, come on, you can do this. Let's do this.
Did you do it?
Oh, did I do it? We were mm-hmm. kicking those legs up, and we had frilly skirts and great music. The band, 76 trombones.
I remember it well.
It was awesome.
Do I remember that?
Yes.
So, and then, did you become a dancer?
Well,
no, you became a business person.
I became a business person. I am a licensed real estate broker.
Yeah, yeah.
And for over 25 years.
Are you rich?
Let me tell you a little something. I purchased several condos a couple of years ago for my retirement, and everybody knows what happened to the economy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the real estate bubble burst.
Yeah.
And you heard the expression underwater.
Yes.
A lot of homes,
yes.
including mine, underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, I was out to sea.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so what did you do as a result of it?
What did I do? I prayed. I rode the waves.
You were in here before with your daughter?
Yes,
with the real estate company?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter's a wonderful realtor with a leading company here
good.
In New Jersey. And I took a good look,
mm-hmm.
and I said, gee, this economy is awful,
uh-huh.
but there's got to be a way.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a way.
Now, I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. You are here to talk about home businesses.
Yes.
And
not even extra, but
income that you can do and you can work at while you're at home, which is so important. A lot of people want to do, you know, a home business, want to stay in, because the fact that it's a pain in the neck to go out when you have everything at home and you have a little home office. And, of course, your home office is bigger. I've seen it. Than just a little one. But now I want you to tell us about Global Links, and I want you to tell us about Five Links. And I was going to have Sandra Ravis in here. She was going to be talking about Legal Shield. And maybe if she makes it in here, because I know of the threat of snow and rain, she may not make it in. So this gives us more time to talk about, your Global Links and Five Links business. What is it?
Global Links.
And by the way, and my co-host, Brianna, you can also ask questions of Della also, Della Moses Walker.
We are essential services brokers. We help people save money on their bills they are already paying.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't carry inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great to save money on bills you're already paying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can have your own home business helping people do that.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It made sense to me. When I was out there on the wave, someone showed me the opportunity,
mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
said, gee, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it became my light at the end of the tunnel.
Now, when you told me about it, you told me about what really got me was that you said, wouldn't you like to lower your gas and electric bill? I said, are you kidding? Of course I would. And you said,
not only can you lower your gas and electric bill, but you can get paid every time you pay your gas and electric bill.
I can get paid every time I pay my gas and electric bill.
You can get paid every time you pay your gas
and
electric bill.
And how does that phenomenon happen?
That phenomenon happens because we are essential services brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And we help people save money on bills they're already paying through Global Links. We provide the services through your current provider,
uh-huh,
of course. The bill remains the same, the pipes remain the same.
But you pay less.
You pay less.
Now, how is that?
Because we're buying energy at a lower price.
And by the way, your gas and electric company really encourages you to do this, I found.
Yes.
Why? I would think that they would want to save their own customers. But they actually are encouraging you to seek, you know, different ways of paying your bill.
Well, a lot of it's green energy.
Yeah. Green energy. There we go. Energy. Yeah.
And
okay.
In addition to lowering your gas and electric bill, we also have other services that we can offer you to lower your home telephone bill.
Oh, boy. Wow. Now, wait a minute. Let's back up right there. I want to hear first about more about the gas and electric bill.
Okay.
And now I can make money of paying my own gas and electric bill. Is that it? How do I do that?
Well, okay.
Every time I pay my bill, what happens?
Every time you pay your bill, our company pays you compensation.
That's Five Link.
That's Five Link Company.
The Global Link Company.
Global Five Link Company pays you a compensation. And the residuals dribble down and dribble up. So every time someone pays their bill.
I want the dribbles.
Oh, don't we?
Dribble down.
Yes, you will see the dribbles. Every time someone pays their bill, everyone in the company gets paid.
No kidding.
At a different level.
Hold on. We have to take a break. Does that sound interesting, Rihanna?
Perfect. I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to come right back. Della Moses Walker, thank you for being here. We're coming right back with more. Stay with us, everyone. Kay Thompson here on Kay Thompson Live.
15th, be at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem for the film premiere of A New Talk by Bob Avakian. B.A. speaks, revolution nothing less. Here's Cornel West.
My dear brother, Bob Avakian, he is the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party. He's one of the few coming out of the 60s who never sold out. He never gave up, held on to his forging of a rigorous scientific analysis of the objective realities that are driven by a revolutionary love, because he has such a deep love for poor people, oppressed people, all around the world. And whether you agree or disagree with our brother, one thing you cannot deny, that he is the real thing.
Saturday, March 16th, 1 to 8 p.m., the film of B.A. Speaks, Revolution Nothing Less, at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. For tickets, call Revolution Books, 212-691-3345. 212-691-3345.
What you're doing, right? All right, we are back. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live. We're here at GoPro Radio Network, by the way. www.goproradio.com is where you can get us, and I'm Kay Thompson, and Kay Thompson Live is giving you a closer look. Wow, look at that new poster, that new logo. Isn't that great? I love it.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Absolutely love it. And we're here at GoPro Radio, so everybody tune in. By the way, I met a young man from South Africa. His name is Malefi? Yeah, and he's going to be coming on talking about the civil something or other. You're on video, and PPL can hear you on
PPL.
Break. PPL. PPL. Prepaid legal.
People.
PPL, prepaid legal, is on break.
No.
Okay, so we're on video, and PPL can hear. What's so funny?
I'm not going to say
it. Was here. It was PPL.
I know.
Prepaid legal. And it's really Legal Shield. They were prepaid legal. Now it's Legal Shield. And what that is, now is Sandra Rivas on? You know? Okay? You're not supposed to say that. Anyway, Della, we're going to go to Sandra. Is she on? Shona, is she on? Okay. We're going to go to her later on. So we have Sophia missing, and we have Sandra missing. Mm-hmm. See, we have more time, Della.
Okay.
All right.
Each time someone pays their energy bill, part of the bill, part of the payment goes towards residuals to our company.
Residuals.
Residuals. And residuals are incomes that you earn while you sleep.
Mm.
Isn't it important to start a foundation so that you can get income while you sleep?
How do I earn money while I'm sleeping?
Oh, great question.
No kidding. You know, tell me.
Because we're essential services broker, we help people save money on bills they can never pay off.
Okay, that's a gas and electric.
That's a gas and electric bill. That's a telephone bill. That's an internet bill.
Really? No kidding.
Satellite TV bill, home security system.
Mm-hmm.
These bills you pay month after month after month.
Mm-hmm. And you have to pay them.
You have to pay these bills.
Yeah, if you have these services, there's no doubt. Okay.
And everyone has these services.
So why not save money? Why not make money is what
why
you're saying.
Why not save money? For those who just want to save money, they can call, go to your website, KT Live at 5link.net.
That's my website?
That's your website.
KT.
KT Live.
The initial K, the initial T, and then live, L-I-V-E, at Five Links, L-I-N as in not X. That's fivelinks.net, right?
.net.
I see, okay.
And they can ask you a question about the product or the services that they want, and we will tell them how they can save money.
Yeah, that's really very interesting. I think that's really good. I mentioned it to a few people, and they said, yes, they're very interested.
And I have a question.
Sure.
For me, I live in Bermuda. How would that work if I live all the way on the island of Bermuda?
Glad you asked. We have representatives in Africa. We mm-hmm. have representatives in Bermuda. We
wow.
have representatives all
yeah,
over the United
likely.
States, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We have international representatives everywhere, and
wow.
you can get started. Absolutely.
Oh, that's really good news.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
And you can build your legacy.
Well, can I get in contact with them, with the people, the representatives in Bermuda?
We will give you all of the information you need to get started. And for anyone else who is interested, they can also get the information to get started by going to
KT Live
at
fivelinks.net. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay, and then you get to get. Don't laugh, because you know what my cell phone looks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I drop it a lot. I drop it a lot, and it always sounds different.
Why not use the service that's paid while you're using them?
Oh, right? I can do that? Moses,
question.
Odella Moses, walk and tell me right this second, this minute.
Okay. Your cell phone.
Yeah.
Mobile phones. We have on our website the newest and latest phones.
Okay, fine, but tell me how I get paid.
Okay, first, you have to become a representative with our company.
Okay.
You have to.
Is that
want
what I
to,
am?
You are a representative.
Okay.
You saw the opportunity
yes,
and said, I
yes.
want in.
Yeah. Yes. It makes
okay?
sense to me.
So now that you have.
Anytime anybody says to me that you can lower the money that you're paying for your gas and electric, that makes sense to me.
That sounds
It also
great.
Makes sense to me for me to pay for my cell phone and not pay as much money.
Correct.
You know, so I'm actually saving money. But now how would I make money on it?
Okay, as a representative,
take it from the gas first.
From gas and electric. As a representative.
Okay, I'm a representative. Oh, okay.
You have to become energy certified. There's training that we provide on our website.
Is that the thing I went to do?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so easy.
But it was very informative.
Thank you for helping me through it. Yes, it was.
Yes.
It made sense. It really did make sense, seriously.
Yes.
And thank you for helping me with that, too, because I am saving money. Is that a camera?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that in front of the camera?
It's time to have fun.
Okay.
The camera's on.
Listen, we're trying to make money, aren't we? The camera's on. Then we're just
I had no idea.
Neither did I until I saw that secret message that Nana read out loud.
I always do. Sure. She'll put the messages up and give me the high finger sign, and I'll always be the best. But, you know, that's what happens here at GoPro Radio Network, really. I like to have fun. And when Gus was my partner, and he's here, Gus Henningberg, we had such fun because of the fact that we took ourselves seriously, but not too seriously. So the kind of thing. We both did radio. We both did television. We did some of the most serious subjects in the entire country. Okay? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when I first started in radio, one of the biggest cases when I first started was the Juana Brolic case. Okay, and that sort of divided the entire. You're too young to remember that, but that divided the entire country. Do you remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. So that was a. It was an awful time, but it also brought the community together. And I'm not going to go into who did what there, but you know, one of these days I'm going to write my book, because of the fact that that story was broken on my story, on my show rather, on WLIB Radio. And it involved Sonny Dixon, it involved Al Sharpton, it involved a number of the activists who had taken a real stance in this. And for the time, they really came together to find exactly what had happened to this young lady. And still don't know where Tawana Burley is today, but, you know, I can always find it, so we'll put out the word. So, but anyway, so we've been doing this for, you know, for quite a while. And Gus and I do very serious. We are going to make some available to our listening audiences, by the way. We're going to make available some of our videos, some of my interviews with him, some of the interviews that I've done, and so forth and so on. And there's a lot of information. For instance, you've heard of Dr. Joseph Ben-Yankin. Dr. Ben is, I think he's over 95, and he is still living. And Dr. Joseph Ben-Yankin is one of the most prestigious and knowledgeable African scholars talking about the evolution of man about African American history. And we had Bill Blaine on, you know, a couple of weeks ago talking about the Amistad legislation, which means that in the state of New Jersey, you have to teach African American history as a part of world history. And it's not being done. So it has to be monitored, and people really have to know exactly what they can and they cannot do. So a lot of people that we have interviewed, I interviewed Gil Noble, I interviewed Gus, and Gil on the same show. They hadn't been on before, during the time that Jesse Jackson was running for the presidency and then when he made the Heinbaum remark. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So we go back so many years, so we've had experiences, you know, and we loved it, and so did Gus love it. So we're going to make this available to, you know, everybody listening in. And that's why, you know, I want to make exciting programs. They're going very quickly. You know, we're going to have Sophia on initially, and she was going to do an update. We're going to be talking about copyright infringement. You know, about when you do a, you know, work, it's an intellectual property, whatever, and it's your ownership. You own that, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. And then you have to have it copyrighted. A lot of people don't believe in that. They, in other words, not necessarily not believing it, but they won't do it because, you know, they've always put it, they may put it off. Mm-hmm. But it's always best to have this copyrighted. And she did, and now she's the owner. She's the mother of Matrix Nair.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't.
It's beautiful.
Beat that. Excuse me. And the other thing that we're going to do is just talk about the home businesses,
and that is Global 5 Link. And you ask me a question: how do you make money? Okay, you get two people who are open-minded, who want to make money, to join you in this. You need 10 personal customer points. Now, 10 points are not customers. People, their customer point, and the products and services we offer make up the points. For example,
that's getting a little bit too technical. I want to tell the other thing you can get.
What you can get?
The people. I'm sorry, my throat is.
You can earn, if every time you sell an essential service, you earn points. And you get paid residuals based on the number of points you have earned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Home energy, 1 point. Home security system, 1 point. Yes. The satellite TV, points. Mobile telephone, points. We also offer business services. credit card processing. Points.
Thank you.
If when you shop, wherever you get your car repaired, wherever you shop and use your credit card, you can offer that merchant the opportunity to lower their price on the amount they pay.
Now you just hit an interesting thing. You said that time you use your credit card.
Every time you use your credit card,
you make money from that.
How?
Explain that again to
me.
How about your debit card?
Credit, debit cards, all go through the company. Every time a merchant uses our service, and by the way, we offer discounts to the merchant for their credit card services.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very simple process. We ask them to show us what they're paying now. Mm-hmm. We give it to our team of experts with Century credit card company. Mm-hmm. They will compare what the merchant is using to our prices. And the merchant will automatically start saving right away because we don't have overhead. Same thing with your cell phone. Big cell phone companies, they have offices in the mall where they have to pay lighting, they have to pay for the bugs and this and that. Well, we cut out the middleman, and we're able to pass those savings on to the customer.
customer and to our representatives.
So this, you can get paid in a number of different ways from a number of different products. What you're really saying is that Global Link, so 5-Link, is you're actually selling products.
Yes.
And there are different things, like, for instance, you sell cell phones. You're going to buy a cell phone anyway. So if you're going to buy a cell phone and you have to pay for it, why not pay? Are you saying that I get paid to use my own cell phone?
You get paid for
and
using your
and
you for buying it.
If I told you and you came in and you weren't in and you paid your cell phone, you would get part of your payment?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I love it. We're going to be taking a break. This is getting good. My throat is getting better all the time. And we're talking to her about, you know, what's happening on the college campuses. We're going to be talking to her about, you know, the living on the college campuses, especially the freshman and sophomore. They're having problems. They're having problems with in the class and dormitories. But, you know, with dormitories and a number of other things that we're going to be talking to Ann about that very shortly. So if she'll stay with us and you stay with us, we will be right back.
16th, be at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem for the film premiere of a new talk by Bob Avakian. B.A. speaks, revolution, nothing less. Here's Cornel West.
My big brother, Bob Avakian, he is the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party. He's one of the few coming out of the 60s who never sold out. He never gave up, held on to his forging of a rigorous scientific analysis of the objective realities that are driven by a revolutionary love, because he had such a deep love for poor people, for oppressed people all around the world. Whether you agree or disagree with our brother, one thing you cannot deny, that he is the real thing.
Saturday, March 16th, 1 to 8 p.m., the film of B.A. Speaks, Revolution, Nothing Less, at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. For tickets, call Revolution Books, 212-691-3345.
212-691-3345. We are at K-Townsend Live on GoPro Radio Network. We're having a good time. It's snowing outside. It's raining outside. I hope not. However, what are we looking at? I'm looking at trying to find out the report. Is that what it is?
All right.
We do have Ann Alexander on, and we're going to come back to Global Links, okay? Because it is very important. We have a way that you can make money from your house, extra money, and this is one of the best I've heard.
It's absolutely the best ever.
And anytime I have a bill to pay, and that I can also pay myself from it. And if I happen to mention it to somebody else and they pay a lesser amount, say on their cell phone bill or the gas or electric, and every time they pay their bill, I get a portion of it?
Yes, ma'am.
You're not telling the story?
No.
Okay, because I'm already in it.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. And also the cell phone. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about mobile phones. The number of offerings that the company has, that these are things that we use
every time you turn on the light, you're using electricity. Every time you turn on the phone, you're using your satellite TV.
Yes. So and your cell phone, your satellite TV, and what else?
Home security system.
Home security, theft identity.
Oh, we have ID guard.
Yeah,
we have internet ID guard, which protects your identity.
Uh-huh.
This program is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The program offers $25,000 mm-hmm. if your identity is compromised. That $25,000 goes correct the theft.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
and
whatever happens.
And they, what?
It's an insurance.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an insurance for you.
We insure
our car. We insure our lives. We insure everything.
Everything, yeah.
Why not insure our Social Security numbers?
It makes sense to me, you know, and then believe me, I've heard of a lot of the home businesses, and some of them were good, and, you know, some people are involved with their own home businesses that they've heard of and they like, but I've never quite heard of Global Links. And 5 Links, and I really enjoy it. So, people, if you want to get in touch with me about it, you can go to K Townsend Live, meaning K, initial K, the initial T, and then LIVE at 5Links, LINX.net. Okay, and when you do that, you know, just write me a note, and I will get back to you. So, stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back with more We're going to Ann Alexander. Is she on the phone? Okay. Ann Alexander, who is a mediator, and she is also an educator, an extraordinary educator. She taught school. She has volunteered for school. She is also a member of the New Jersey Professional Mediators. And we're going to be talking about a problem in the colleges that we've been hearing. The college has been trying to keep this quiet. However, it's getting to be bigger and bigger. Ann Alexander, are you there? Hello, Ann, are you there? Let's see if we can get her on the air. It must be some sort of static going on because we're not able to get through. Ann Alexander?
May I ask you a question?
Yes, of course, go right ahead.
Has this been, like, is this, like, a big problem right now? Like, has it been in the news? Or, like,
you know, not really, although it did come to the front. In mm-hmm. other words, in front of everybody's, you know, newspapers mm-hmm. for a while with a young boy who had man who had jumped over George Washington Bridge, right, because he was so upset because there was something going on in his in the privacy of his dormitory
mm-hmm.
and it seems that his partner or somebody, you know, was trying to film it and, you know, just make a joke of it. And mm-hmm. it was very upsetting to him.
So that brought light to all the what's been happening.
That brought more attention to what's happening with the college dorms because there are problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there are serious problems. It's not that this is brand new. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's coming, you know, people are really bringing it to light.
Mm-hmm.
You were in college. Did you ever have any problems like that?
Oh, yes. It's definitely something to adapt to and get used to, having to live with your first year out of living with your household, you and your mom, your mom and your dad, and if you have siblings, then your first year living by yourself, basically, with a new person, a roommate, and then getting used to them and having to adapt is a tremendous change that you have to get used to. God forbid something you don't get along with your roommate. You know, it's very uncomfortable because you're living, you're now on your own.
And you're in small quarters, and mm-hmm. that's your, you know.
Yep, it's something to definitely adapt to, and God forbid, like, something like that happens. I wouldn't know how to feel. You feel really alone, and you don't know how to, who do you talk to about that, if it's your roommate, or if it's your...
And especially if you're out of the country.
Exactly.
Now, of course, you have dual citizenship anyway, in the United mm-hmm. States and Bermuda, so you weren't, you know, you were...
I wasn't brand new to
you weren't, not at all, because you did a lot of your schooling here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that can be upsetting, very upsetting, especially to people who are freshmen.
Yeah, something to get used to. Your first time out of the house.
Yeah,
You have to get used to something. Living with a different person, the way they live is differently than you. Maybe you turn off the light at 10 o'clock. Maybe they like to keep their lights on. Maybe they like to play music. Maybe you like for it to be quiet when you study. Like, and then, God forbid, there's something like that. Like, they need privacy with their boyfriend or their girlfriend. And it's an uncomfortable feeling. I've definitely dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
My suite mate, same exact problem. Everyone was always, it felt very tentative to go into your own living quarters.
Because another person may have someone in there and they're having sex, in
yes,
other words.
Yes, exactly. And it's very uncomfortable.
This is a big problem on the college campuses.
And I'm not
surprised.
We're
going to be talking about Ann mm-hmm. Alexander with this problem because she has heard of it also. And so she's a goes to the New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators. I can't even read my own writing here. And we want to find out more information from her. But I'd like to know how kids really deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you were in school, when you were in college in your first year, Brianna, did you take it to the front office? Did people know about that?
Well, there had been one instance.
We're not going to mention which college
course,
it
yes.
was. We'll do that at another time. Anyway.
there had been one instance that I had taken out. I had to go to the RA, which is the residence assistant, to come and unlock my door because she wasn't opening the door to my room, and I told her that I was going to leave, and I'm leaving my keys, and she's going to be home. And she didn't open the door, and I thought, I just assumed she wasn't home.
Yeah.
So I went all the way
this
down.
This is one of your dorms?
One of my roommates.
Yeah, roommates.
So I had gone downstairs, and I had to bring the RA all the way upstairs.
The RA is
the resident assistant.
Right.
And she came up, and she had a separate key. She unlocked the door, and I opened it, and she was sleeping in the room, and I said, did you hear me knocking? And of course I don't know why she didn't answer the door. And it was just so frustrating because when you have all this stuff in your hand, you just want to go inside, and it was just horrible.